Hello, welcome to the Bristol Beats Club, and thank you, all twins. It's Wednesday, which is when we broadcast now. It's 9 till 10, and we're here to play you some indie electro and indie tronica music on Burst Radio.
Absolutely. As loyal listeners will know, we have a theme to our show, and the theme today is When Lies Get Out of Hand.
And we'll also be talking about Reading Festival on Festival Focus.
Which we promise will be more hilarious than it's ever been before, which isn't very, very difficult.
Considering, you know, usually it's quite boring.
It is, it's pretty dull, but informative.
Yeah, well, there you go. But today, we're definitely going down the comical route. We've got...
I swear to God, it is.
It's not so hard, is it, when you've got Reading Festival to play around with. Anyone that's ever been to Reading Festival and then grown up like we have, you know, 6 years later to kind of look back on it. 6 years? I'm going to say 10 years. It wasn't 6 years ago.
If you've been to Reading Festival in your mid-20s, you know what a joke it is.
Exactly. And so we'll be discussing that a bit later on, but more importantly, we haven't been here for quite some time, and we were supposed to come back last week. We didn't come back last week. I know the listeners were crying out for us.
Exactly. I was inundated with emails from fans.
Where have we been?
Beloved fans.
What's been going on?
Well,
I'm going to blame this. I'm going to pin this solely on you, to be honest.
It turns out that we rely very heavily to do this show on my laptop. Mm-hmm. It turns out hard to do the show without my laptop. My laptop broke, went to PC World. They were less than helpful for several weeks. You know, it disappeared, nobody knew where it was. Finally got it back today.
So what, because initially obviously we put a date out and said, yeah, we're taking a few weeks off, we'll be back shortly. It sounds to me, and obviously I know already, that you've been messed about here.
I have. It's a shame that it's not the... We had a theme
a few
on the show
back.
Recently. Do you remember?
Getting ripped off.
I was almost ripped off.
Yeah, well, so you... Go on, please. This was supposed to be back a long time ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was promised 2 weeks it would be fixed and that would be fine. So I'll have all my laptop, my data, I'll have everything back within 2 weeks. It would be sorted. This is the 26th day. Got it back today. And I went in there very reasonably. I was like, do you think...
I like how you've got 26th day, as if you were like tallying them up on a wall, like, nope, still nothing.
Well, it's madness, isn't it? I mean, so I thought, okay, clearly a substandard service.
Yeah.
So I think we should discuss a bit of a refund here. I mean, I've been missold a service, and they were having none of it, Chris.
So you went in, and because we spoke about this yesterday, and we were like, yeah, we'll just go, I suppose, just go and ask for, because you paid quite a lot of money for data recovery.
£80.
For it to be back within a certain amount of
and
time.
And I know it doesn't cost £80 to recover data. I know how it's done.
So we were sat in the pub, and you just went, oh, yeah, it'll be all right. It'll be back tomorrow. I'll just ask for a refund,
and
we'll go from there. You went down and asked for the refund.
Yeah, they said, well, no, we have done everything. They gave me a 10-second phone call about 2 weeks ago, which said something like, we've got to order in a part, there's going to be a delay, we'll give you a call back. And somehow this call completely covered them for the that was it. It's like, well, we told you. We told you that it was just madness, mate.
didn't they say that you should have called them to check on the way?
Yeah, that was it.
We'll try and pin it on you.
It's like, well, if you wanted it back on time, you should have called.
As if you should have instructed them as to what was going on.
Unbelievable. But the important thing is, it's back now, and we can get on with our lives.
We're back in business, and we'll be discussing Reading Festival, and we're going to be talking about lies getting out of hand.
Yeah, so just get in contact.
Yeah, we've got a few examples for you. We'll come back to you shortly with a few of them.
But right now, this is Blossoms, Cut Me and I'll Bleed. Hello and welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club, 9 till 10 every single Wednesday. And Chris, this week, has made me a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Unlike in previous weeks where he's just brought tea for himself.
Well, you, to be honest, I don't think you've ever really requested it before. And as you know, you only get it when you request it, so...
Yeah, I don't know what it is. What tea am I drinking?
This is rooibos tea.
Rooibos tea.
It has many names, but you've got rooibos, redbush... There's a fair few names for it.
What I like about teas, the teas that I buy have food in.
Okay.
But you get certain teas that just aren't made of food, don't you?
Yeah, what, cranberry and apple or something like that?
I have cranberry. That's the sort of teas I have. You have things like chamomile, which is like a lotion or something, isn't it?
Well, hang about. Chamomile's that's a valid thing. That was in like Peter Rabbit or something.
Isn't it?
It's an age-old thing, yeah.
Isn't it just
sleep?
Like I thought it was just an aroma.
It's for insomniacs and me.
Yeah, but is it a food? You're supposed to ingest it.
You can ingest it. Just that's the last time. If you're going to react like this, you ain't getting another tea again.
I haven't had any yet.
No, well, you're not going to. Don't bother. Put it down right now.
Smells nice.
We're talking on the Bristol Beats Club today about lies that have been getting out of hand. And that's after your brother, Francis.
Indeed. I got the inspiration for this from a quite funny story my brother Francis told me, whereby I live with my brother. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that there was a package for one of my other housemates. And he thought, oh, okay, I'll be a gem, you know, I'll go around and I'll get it. It's clearly, you know, a package for him.
So just to cut in, interrupt you, throw you off course, you're living in a student house at the minute?
Not a student house, aren't you?
Living with friends.
Living with friends, yeah.
Student house.
A bachelor pad. Mm. Only none of us are bachelors.
No.
All in committed relationships, except my brother, who is asexual, as far as I know.
See, I live in the real world with, you know, my partner.
Your life partner.
You live in a student.
My life partner lives in a different place.
You pay taxes on the house?
Don't pay tax.
You don't
pay council tax.
So anyway, you've got this post that's been delivered to...
Yeah, a package. Francis, being the good Christian man that he is, decided that he was going to pop around to the neighbour and retrieve Graham's package, who is my other housemate.
Yeah.
And he knocked on the door, and he said, like, oh, hello, who are you? And he said, ooh, this package for Graham, I better tell him. Oh, my name's Graham, he said. And he was like, oh, yeah, I've got a package for you, But it turned out the guy was just being friendly. He was like, oh, Graham, it's great to meet you. Yeah, I just live up the street. We just moved in. Oh, that's interesting. And now, whenever Francis sees him, we walk past him in the street, he's just like,
Graham.
Oh, Graham. Hello, Graham. How are you today? Have you had a good day, Graham? And so our neighbour, so he can't correct him now.
He's living a lie.
So, yeah, so now our neighbour thinks that his name is Graham.
And lies do get out of hand quite quickly.
One day he might meet the real Graham.
Yeah, and then what would happen? You're like, oh, two Grahams live in the same house, the same student house down the road next door.
Exactly.
But I was thinking about this, and just on the way over, we were talking about you... Strangely, this is the kind of conversation we have off air about you running for American president.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing to do for a non-American citizen.
Well, that's the thing, though, isn't it? Because you can't run for American presidency without being... you have to have American citizenship, but crucially, you have to be born in America.
Exactly. The Barack Obama controversy is an interesting thing.
So, I've learned today from you, my complexity social scientist friend.
You learn a lot from me, Chris.
That's the only reason I hang around.
You'd be a right ignoramus if you didn't hang around with me once a week.
I just need to stay in touch with the world, yeah, and appear more intelligent to the Bristol Beats Club listenership. So, Barack Obama, was he born in America?
Well, he was born in Hawaii, he's got a birth certificate, you know, he was clearly born in Hawaii. But certain right-wing mad Americans seem to think, nope, born in Kenya.
Born in Kenya.
Definitely Kenyan.
Born in Kenya, and so he's living a lot, he's born in Kenya, and now he's the American president.
If it turns out that these mad people are correct, then indeed, he's living the ultimate lie.
Truly, he's trapped in a lie that's just got a bit out of hand.
If somebody found out, he'd be in a lot of trouble.
We weren't supposed to talk about politics this week, with all the elections and stuff. That was pretty inconspicuous there, no one's going to put
it
out
was,
that.
No.
We'll be alright, that wasn't really politics.
Exactly, it was fine.
If you've got any more lies that have got out of hand, are getting out of hand, you're currently living them and they're out of hand, we are at Bristol Beats on Twitter, or info at bristolbeatsclub.com.
Exactly, but I think we've gone on quite enough. This is Arcade Fire Sprawl.
BBC anybody cares about. No TV license required.
Bristol Beats.
Welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club. That was Arcade Fire Sprawl 2. And that is an exceptional song. I haven't heard that song in some time.
It's a fantastic song. It's another one of Arcade Fire's songs that you never know when it's going to end. It's going to take. They draw them out, don't they?
They do. Big, big old long outros.
They're so unradio friendly, and yet we incessantly play them almost every week.
Exactly. I mean, we played Arcade Fire the other week, didn't we? And it's got an NA on our radio screen. We've got all of the tracks. And it's got all of the, you know, how long the song is, so we can plan the show.
But it's behind the curtain now, isn't it?
Exactly. But there was an NA next to this Arcade Fire, and we thought, ooh, mystery song. How long was it? It went on for about
mystery. So we knew it was Reflector.
We knew it was Reflector.
Playing out anything like,
but it was a mystery chat. I've never heard a 9-minute version of Reflector before.
It went on and on. Long. You can find the podcast on our website. I think it's probably the last one we did, actually, bristolbeatsclub.com. And whilst you're there, why not get in touch about today's theme, lies getting out of hand?
Absolutely. I'll just hand over to you, Chris. You've got an absolute humdinger.
This is probably the lie of the century. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay, so you know those people at university, or you hear those kind of rumours from friends of friends about people who went to university and then didn't actually, you know, dropped out, got a job, lived it up, and kind of got to graduation and then somehow, like, faked their graduation so they claim that they've got a degree.
It's like something from an American teen comedy, isn't
so
it?
So most people have heard, I mean,
urban legend, Chris.
It happened. It happened, and I'll tell you how I know, because it was actually quite a tragic time in my life. It's fine now, but it happened to my brother. I say it happened like he was a victim. he orchestrated the whole situation.
Yeah, it didn't happen to him in that respect. It didn't happen to him like a broken leg might happen to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And the way he tells it is, I don't know how much, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt, but because, you know, realistically, the man was living a lie for 3 years. So he says,
it's an unbelievable story.
Now, there is some element of truth to this. Went to university, first year, did the first year, great. Come to exam time, hand in your coursework, and he accidentally burnt his room down. That's true. I don't know if it's accident, but he certainly burned his room down.
Unbelievable.
It's madness, isn't it? And then, so, said, oh, but it's fine, I've resurrected it after handing the coursework next year. Didn't go to university for a year. And then obviously couldn't do the coursework because he didn't go to university for a year. And it's not like he was like at my parents' house, you know, just not going to university. He was living the university dream, but not going to university.
Yes.
Got to end his second year, failed second year. So he's in a bit of trouble now because he's redoing his first year in second year. Then he's failed his first year in second year again.
Well, what would a normal person do?
Probably come clean.
It's probably like, Mum, Dad, sorry about this.
Or just sort it out, you know, get a job and, like, get on the career ladder and go, look, yeah, I've had a nightmare, I'm not going to university anymore, but actually I'm working in an office, I'm in middle management, it's the best I can possibly hope for.
But what decision did your brother make?
I'll go to university for a third year. Or claim that I'm going to university for a third year.
Whilst not going to university at all.
Until the day before his supposed graduation, which my father flew from Germany to the UK for.
He got his suit ready and stuff.
I know. And then everyone went to bed and he took off.
he just went off.
Oh my God. I've been telling everyone I've been at university for 3 years and I haven't been. And he fled the family home and there was a big search for him.
Just imagine what he was thinking. It's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to get away with this. I'm going to be sat there kind of just hanging around the periphery of the crowd of people. Like,
With a homemade one of those graduation suits, yeah, on. just not looking. He's sort of rented a Harry Potter costume.
Well, what did he wait for somebody's name to be called out, and then walk up. Oh, he looks quite weak. Walk up, just barge him out of the way, and walk up, grab the diploma, run off.
But yeah, instead he went down the route of. It was quite a sad time. Yeah, at the time when he took off, back. Everything's absolutely fine, but it is the ultimate living a lie.
I mean, yeah, that is the best story that we have. It sounds unbelievable.
But yet true. I mean, you can look it up. He's all over the internet.
He's in newspapers and stuff, isn't he?
On a lighter note, I'm living a lie right now because you've got a tea there, Dame.
Got a tea. It's quite nice, actually. It's a good. I'm glad you recommended this tea to me.
Now, I can enhance that tea even further with this stolen bar of green and black chocolate.
That is stolen, isn't it? Stolen. Where'd you get that from?
Stolen right from under the nose of my life partner. Didn't even know I'd taken it to the radio studio. And I can tell you now, Hannah, if you're listening, there's going to be none of this left tonight. I'm going to eat it all.
Well, on that note, we should mention that after this next song, we are going to be doing our feature, Festival Focus, going to be hilarious this week. But right now, whilst we eat chocolate, this is Two Door Cinema Club, Sun.
Ocean blue, what have I done to you? Cut so deep, yet growing through and through.
Wahey! Two Door Cinema Club on the Bristol Beats Club.
Where this week we're talking about Keep Them Coming In, Lies Getting Out of Hand, at Bristol Beats on Twitter or info at bristolbeatsclub.com.
Exactly, but now is the time where we talk about festivals.
Yeah, Festival Focus, for any new listeners, is where we discuss a music festival in the summer, mainly in a vain attempt to get PR access to these festivals.
Exactly, I mean, that's the dream.
But today, we're talking about a festival that we dislike, mainly for balance and equality purposes. You know, we're equal opportunities radio presenters.
Exactly, we do normally review a lot of festivals that we like, and we've got a lot of high scores so far on our league table of festivals and Festival Focus. I suspect this one might be quite low down.
It's a shame because it's a festival that I loved as a child, you loved, and I think probably most of the Bristol Beats Club listenership. It's a very love-hate thing. You get to about 18, I think. You love it until you're 18, on your 18th birthday, which I had at Reading Festival, incidentally. Flips over, and you all of a sudden dislike it. And the festival that we're talking about is, of course,
yeah, that famous, gigantic English festival, Reading Festival. And we are going to break it down into four manageable portions. We're going to talk about the four aspects of music festivals that we deem to be the most important.
And which you guys should also deem the most important, because we are your gods.
Exactly. Not to mention experienced festival goers. I've got the haggard face of the experienced festival goer.
Yeah, and a bit like, you've got a bit of heroin addict in there as well.
Exactly. There's some darkness behind those eyes.
Didn't you have a medical emergency just at the weekend?
I sure did, Chris. I'm glad you brought that up.
An age-related medical emergency.
I had to call a paramedic to my house.
You were actually scared, and when you were retelling the story, I just found it hilarious.
Yeah, I've had an eventful week, haven't I?
So you called a paramedic. Well, let's. I don't think we can.
We can't.
We can't.
We're gonna have to.
We can't mention it and then just go anyway on to Reading Festival.
Yeah, okay, I think we've got a bit of time for this. There's always time for retelling this tale of a medical emergency.
I mean, and incidentally, I can only assume that Reading Festival contributed to this medical emergency.
I think indirectly. I think it was a long way down the line of cause and effects, but almost certainly.
What happened? So, go on, set the scene.
Well, Saturday evening, I had a lovely evening, went out to see Stuart Lee.
Mm-hmm.
With my life partner.
Yeah.
And a few friends. Brilliant. I mean, for those of people that have seen Stuart Lee, they would agree that he is comedy.
He's like the father of comedy. Yeah,
he's good. But the next day I woke up and my heart was beating irregularly, like really irregularly. And it wouldn't stop beating irregularly.
Were you in love with Stuart Lee?
I think that's what it was. My heart was beating out of my chest like a cartoon.
Fluttering all over the place.
Yeah, and I thought, I'm in trouble here. This isn't stopping. So I rung up NHS Direct and
on a Sunday morning as
Sunday
well.
Morning.
You're supposed to be having a nice bacon and eggs or maybe listening to, you know, that song Easy Like Sunday Morning, which I love to play on Sundays.
But the thing was, well, I was settling down for a normal Sunday, so I had the snooker on.
Oh, the snooker
on the telly. Like
the Grand Prix?
Yeah.
Grand Prix.
my life partner was making pancakes.
Okay.
So it was an idyllic Sunday, but then there was this mad situation when the paramedics arrived, and I'd kind of calmed down a bit by then. And
because you were having like a, I guess not, I'm not going to say a heart attack in case.
No, it wasn't, but. So when by the time they got there, it was fine. I was like, oh, yeah, and they had to give me the once over. But I had this mad situation where I had, you know, my girlfriend eating pancakes, the snooker on the telly. And I'm just having a chat. I'm having an ECG in my living room.
Madness. I love the way that Natasha doesn't care either. She's still like, what's wrong, Dame? Okay, your heart's all over the place, but are the pancakes all right? Are they?
I really wanna... When are we going to get these pancakes on the go?
but no, we digress.
Of course, festival focus.
We've gone way off topic there. Festival focus.
As I mentioned, we've got four important criteria that we judge the festivals. They are cost, after-hours entertainment, miscellaneous, can't wait for that, and of course, the first one.
The lineup.
Right, the lineup, Chris. What is the lineup at Reading Festival this year? Is this normally very good, to be fair?
I'm disappointed in the headliners.
But is this just by Reading's normal high standards? Limp Bizkit aren't playing, are they?
Limp Bizkit are playing at Reading Festival. Limp Bizkit are playing.
That's a point off right there.
Yeah, exactly. And so the headliners, you've got them written down there, Dame. I can't quite see because this microphone. Why are you drinking tea in a link? You don't. That's not why I give you the tea.
It's going cold.
Tea outside of
it's
radio.
It's just so delicious.
You do that in the music. The lineup. The headliners.
Headliners. Mumford & Sons. Like Mumford & Sons.
All right.
Dated. So dated. Metallica. No. You're not such a fan. See, I like Metallica.
Not having Metallica.
All right. The Libertines?
Yeah, okay. Libertines, fantastic. Okay,
we'll have that.
I'm almost... Libertines is my favourite band, by the way. And I'm like, yeah, just because they're appearing at Reading and I don't want the lineup to be that good.
But I think we're being biased here. I think it's an exceptional lineup. There are people like Circa Waves, Catfish and the Bottlemen. We love these bands.
Yeah, but you've also got Limp Bizkit and you've got All Time Low, so it's...
And Panic at the Disco.
Swings and roundabouts. You could be at Reading Festival, maybe travelling to the Enemy stage to watch Mumford & Sons headline, which they probably are, and look up, you know, past, say, the main stage and see All Time Low performing, and ironically have, or coincidentally, I should say... hit an all-time low whilst All-Time Low are playing on stage.
Metaphorically and physically.
So lineup, I'm not so sure. You're the judge.
I am the judge. And simply because I like the headliners a lot more than you, I'm going to give it a 4. A 4 out of 5 Beats Club points.
4 for the lineup at Reading Festival.
But I must say, Chris, they're going to need it to justify the gigantic...
How much will it cost?
The gigantic cost.
It's always... Reading Festival is probably... It's up there with Glastonbury, if not more, for a much, much worse festival.
Yeah, it's only a little bit less than Glastonbury. It's £213 for a weekend ticket.
And that's, what, 4 stages? No comedy, no arts, no...
No Greenpeace.
Yeah, no...
No Mud.
No hippies.
No fun.
No fun. Fun is banned as you go in there. But lots of 14-year-olds... who will not falter.
Falter? Where are you going with this, Chris?
I'm going to say they'll urinate on you. They'll urinate on you.
They will. They will. And that's not good value for money, Chris. I can get that for free at home.
I thought you didn't live with your life partner. What is that?
No, I live with my brother.
That's where you're getting it for free.
He's got problems.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to come back to... Well, what's out of 5 for...
Well, even though I love the lineup, it's still got to be a 2.
It's ridiculous.
All in all, it's a 2.
It's just far too much. How much will it cost? So we've got 5-2. I'm going to say we've been dragging on this link for quite some time, so we're going to come back to this in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
We've got more criteria, but
more
first...
festival focus later. This is our song, a new song that we've discovered that we love, and so will you. This is Swiss Lips, Books.
Bristol Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
Hesitate. The word was hesitate.
That was the word you couldn't quite get.
14-year-olds that will not hesitate to urinate on you.
That's almost poetic as well.
Yeah, I know.
It's half a rhyme there.
It was a bit too much. It was a bit too much for me at the time. That won't make any sense if you've just joined us.
No, well, what we are doing is we are reviewing Reading Festival for our feature Festival Focus. Now that you know we're talking about Reading Festival, urinating 14-year-olds, that phrase may make a whole lot more sense to you.
Yeah, you probably just thought we were talking about those yobs on the street corners. No, they were confined to a space at Reading Festival.
Exactly.
Or they could have just been talking about your brother Francis.
Exactly, him and his problems.
So, we've already reviewed lineup, cost. What's next on the list?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Chris.
After Hours Entertainment.
After Hours Entertainment at Reading Festival. To be honest, not terrible.
It's a key part of any festival, After Hours Entertainment, especially in the UK, because they play all of their kind of stuff in the daytime. And
exactly.
You know, who needs to sleep when you're at these things?
It's hard to sleep.
Unless you go to White Camp like our friends.
Yeah. If you stay at White Camp already, you just sleep the whole time. You sleep during the day.
It's like...
stay up all night, have campfires.
It's a good, like, 7 or 8 miles away from the festival, so...
It's not... I mean, I deliberately get there early. I mean, I don't go anymore, obviously. I'm an old man, but... when I went, I used to deliberately get there early in the hope of getting a tiny square of rancid grass in amongst, you know, some truly rancid people.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Just so I didn't have... just so I could be... being walking distance to the arena.
Or but stumbling distance. These days you go early to secure your pitch in White Camp.
Exactly, yeah. You could just turn up whenever you like at White Camp. There are people that don't even know Reading Festival's on that are staying at White Camp.
They've just come for the weekend away camping at a cost of 200.
They sleep in the day and have campfires at night.
Yeah, well, that's so there's After Hours Entertainment going on at White Camp at Reading Festival.
Yeah,
but... a bit lame, but is there anything more exciting?
Also, for the rest of us normies, there's stuff.
Yeah, but it's all terrible.
It's all right. I mean, they've got the Silent Arena. They've got the Fun Fair.
The Fun Fair, which is very far away.
It is. And very expensive.
Very expensive.
That's the big problem of it.
And we've experienced this firsthand.
Do you remember we were with some friends that we'd met. And we were
young men.
We want to go on some rides.
We want to go on After Hours Entertainment. It's silent disco is terrible. Headphones always break. The queue's absolutely huge. It ends at like 2 or something.
Yeah, exactly. The headphones are you pay a deposit and the headphones are just knackered anyway.
The only option is the Fun Fair.
Exactly. We decided we're going to go to the Fun Fair and we're like, well, it's like £5 or something to go on.
I think it's more. I think it's like a tenner.
Tenner to go on a Ferris wheel.
At Reading Festival, what's a Ferris wheel doing at Reading Festival?
I don't know. We thought clearly we have to do this. We thought, oh, do you remember this? We thought, oh, we don't really have any money.
I think I've blocked it out of my memory because of the shame.
Yeah, and we're like, we're gonna have to go. We can't not go to the Fun Fair. There's nothing else to do at this time. And we thought, Francis, my brother, coming up again. He had come with us, but he was
a heavy feature of the show.
Yeah,
the star of the show.
Absolutely, He'd conked out.
He'd overindulged, hadn't he?
He had overindulged. He was sleeping in his tent. He was done. I thought, he's got a wallet full of cash. I've seen it.
This is so bad.
We burst into the tent. He looked so confused, didn't he? Like, oh, what's going on?
I didn't really partake. It was mainly you.
It's true, but then if it had been your brother, you would have had to.
I would have done it. Yeah, well, yeah.
You'd have had to have robbed him.
Absolutely, robbed him in a heartbeat.
We didn't rob him. I mean, I asked him, I said, Francis, we're going to need your wallet.
he protested and said no, and he said, Francis, this is happening. This is a hold up, we need your wallet. Have you not seen how good the Ferris wheel is? It's about 3 miles away.
And to his eternal credit, he handed his wallet over.
And so, yeah, if you want... And to be fair, I don't blame him for urinating on you all these years later after the kind of treatment that we put him through back in our Reading Festival days. After Hours Entertainment, out of 5, Reading Festival.
I'm going to say the stuff is good, too expensive. It's a 3, a generous 3.
It is a generous 3. I'd have been a lot harsher on Reading. Now...
this is my favourite bit of this feature.
Miscellaneous.
Can I just point out before we move on that at some point in our lifetimes, Dame has stood in a dark room by himself and recorded the word miscellaneous.
I had to have a couple of goes at it as well.
With nobody else around.
It's not an easy word to record, Chris. You can get it wrong. You get the intonation wrong.
It's not an easy word to say. No, yeah.
Absolutely. I'll try it now. Miscellaneous.
Well done. Miscellaneous at Reading Festival 2015.
Miscellaneous for those people that don't speak nonsense just means... all the extra little bits, you know the stuff that the organisers, they've taken a little bit of extra care over certain things, and it just makes a difference, you know.
Yeah, sometimes they donate,
enhances your experience,
things to charity. Sometimes they have nice hammocks for you to lay in.
Yeah, they might have cool little areas where you, little secret bits where you go in and you find out about them. It's always amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Benicassim comes with third degree burns. No suntan lotion, for example. Reading have
nothing.
There is nothing. Like,
I couldn't even think of anything. The food is terrible.
Not
the beer
one
is warm.
Positive thing under the miscellaneous category. Although, to be fair, I once went to Reading Festival, and there was some guy that was clearly like disillusioned. I think he was working behind the bar, and I said, "A warm beer, please." He was working behind the bar, and I think he'd been promised. You know, they people behind the bars work for like free tickets and stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe he'd like been drawn the short straw and missed all of the bands. And I said, "Yeah, one warm beer for me." He gave me like four beers and like two shots of Sambuca or something.
That is so interesting to hear you say that, because this happened to me at Reading Festival.
The same thing.
I kid you not, yeah. I went up there with my friends. I went up there with my friends.
Well, me? You went up with me?
I'm thinking it might have been you now. Maybe it was you.
Of course it was me. We've only got each other, Dame. You're not going to be going with anyone else. Maybe it's Francis.
I was going to give it an extra point.
No. Because that was just that one guy. And there really is nothing else to do extra. I mean...
The only thing is, you are more likely to get urinated on at Reading Festival than any other festival.
That's not good. That's negative.
There's showers,
but, you know, there's... I don't even want to say this, but there's fecal matter sometimes floating about.
I had a shower at Reading where there was fecal matter.
I thought what you were going to say something else then. Yes, I had a shower at Reading Festival.
That was my fecal matter, Chris.
Not on the radio, please, Dame. So out of five, under miscellaneous, is this like a zero? Do we have a zero? Do we allow zeros?
It would be zero, but you never know, you might get that barman.
You could get that barman.
So I'm going to give it a one.
One under miscellaneous, and overall for Reading Festival 2015.
That is our lowest ever, 10 Beats Club points out of 20.
And that is a bloody generous...
That's a generous 10.
Beats Club points. I don't think we'll be invited to that festival.
No.
Next week's Saget, it'll be a lot more positive.
It will, that's a good one. This is Naked and Famous, Punching in a Dream, back in a bit. Welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club, where we have just awarded Reading Festival our lowest ever score of 10 Bristol Beats Club points in our feature festival focus.
Would you take, this is an interesting question, we're not doing the week's big question this week, but offered a press pass to Reading, would you take it?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, me too, I'd be up for it. So.
I'd be there. I might stay in the travel lodge though.
Change our minds, Reading, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Throw a ticket our way.
I think after that review, our already relatively slim chances of getting that press pass have become, well, approximately the same.
We'll
zero.
Just pour our resources into Glastonbury.
Absolutely. Where we're guaranteed... I mean, they need our help advertising, don't they? I don't know. People wouldn't know about Glastonbury if it wasn't for us.
Small festival.
Small unknown festival.
Southwest, you know? We've got every chance. We've got just as much chance as the BBC.
In fact,
we are the BBC.
We
Bristol
are
Beats Club guys.
Exactly. The only BBC anybody cares about.
No, it's almost time to go, isn't it? It's one of my least favourite parts of the week.
Absolutely.
Almost certainly yours, because you've got to go home and edit this thing.
Exactly, it's not over for me. I mean, you get to ride this wave of fun that comes with presenting a radio show. I'm just going to get sucked into the tedious editing process. Never mind, eh?
Yeah, that's the way life goes sometimes. Thank you so much for joining in today and for listening. And all you podcast listeners, we very much appreciate you guys sticking with us as well.
Absolutely. Feel free to tune in next week, where we will be talking about
clothing malfunctions.
That's going to be good, right?
I'll give you a teaser. On the train to work today, I got the train to London today. Big meetings in London.
Of course, high flyer.
This guy just said, yeah, exactly, high flyer. I was about to breeze past that. No, high flyer, yeah. this guy goes, oh, sorry, he was getting out of Bath. Not such a high flyer, getting out of Bath. He said, sorry, mate, do you mind if I just get out of here? Yeah, of course, mate, no problem. Stood up, rip, trousers gone.
That is the classic clothing malfunction.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that and more stories next week. If you've got any podcast listeners, info at bristolbeatsclub.com, or if you want to tune in live Wednesdays 9 till 10 on Burst Radio.
Yeah, so tune in for more of that next week. Right now, this is The Vaccines, Handsome. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.